your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours today, Thursday, the 22nd of January, 2026. With a real feel of 26 degrees Celsius, it's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. Elisha Matambo backs army commander's crackdown on illegal mining. Mulungushi textile factory begins test runs, and three dead in shooting in Australia's New South Wales.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. Copperbelt Minister Elisha Matambo has backed Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele's decision to clamp down on illegal mining activities across the country. Speaking when Lieutenant General Ziele and his entourage paid a courtesy call on him at his office in Ndola, Mr. Matambo has cautioned the public against politicizing remarks made by the Army Commander. He said illegal mining should not be tolerated and called on citizens to support security wings working to restore order in the artisanal mining sector.
Illegal mining, we have seen in some of the countries, will lead to some places not to be accessible, even by the head of state, if we leave it the way some other people are saying. There are some issues which we should politic and some issues which I expect every Zambian, including our comrades, our friends in opposition, we should move on the same page.
Meanwhile, Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele has urged Zambians to reflect on how M23 rebels in the DR Congo have taken over mineral resources for their own benefit at the expense of the government.
As part of a joint interagency operation, I will go in the Mufumbwe and open fire at them. We have targets that we are going to eradicate. And if anybody, honorable minister, who is going to make a mistake of pointing a gun at the special forces, we will get rid of him. We will get rid of him.
The government says the Zambia-China Mulungushi textile factory has begun test runs, marking a major milestone in the country's industrial development. Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Principal Public Relations Officer Evanescence Nankala said the $140 million investment in the state-of-the-art machinery, equipment and cotton outgrower systems is expected to boost Zambia's textile industry and create over 500 direct jobs. Ms. Nankala has added that Mulungushi Textiles in Kawe is a joint venture between Zambia and China aimed at reviving the country's textile sector. She has noted that the factory is undergoing $140 million rehabilitation with the new machinery being installed, and that the ministry will invite the public to witness the full test runs ahead of its commissioning by President Haga in the Hijilema later this year.
The $140 million project, once completed and commissioned, is expected to create over 500 direct jobs, which will greatly benefit the Zambian people. It will also interest you to know that soon, the Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Honorable Chifoka Malinga MP, will invite the general public to witness the full test runs. This will be done before official commissioning by the head of state, President Haga Indelichilema. For the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry, this is a proud moment for us as it is a huge milestone in the country's industrial development.
Now, police in Lusaka have charged and arrested a 37-year-old Egyptian national, Khalid Abdelani of Foxdale, for the offence of obtaining money by false pretences contrary to the laws of Zambia. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha says the suspect, was reported by another Egyptian national, 36-year-old Muhammad Abduziz of Ballaston area in Lusaka. She said it is alleged that Mr. Abdulani obtained $10,000 from the complainant under the pretext that the money would be used as capital to establish a furniture business in Zambia, which later proved to be untrue. Ms. Kaitisha has more details.
Brief facts of the matter are that in January 2022, at a known date, the complainant and the suspect who originates from Egypt entered into discussions after the suspect proposed that there will be a viable furniture business opportunity in Zambia. The suspect informed the complainant that an initial capital investment of $10,000 was required. Believing this representation to be genuine, the complainant handed over the said amount in cash to the suspect. After receiving the money, the suspect allegedly disappeared and could not be traced. On January 21st, 2026, at around 12:40 hours, the complainant spotted the suspect at East Park Mall in Lusaka and immediately alerted the police. Officers responded promptly and apprehended the suspect.
In more news this afternoon, the Water Resources Management Authority, WAMA, has announced that construction of its 28 million kwacha Lusaka Regional Water Quality Laboratory has reached 78% completion. Speaking to journalists ahead of the familiarization site tour, WAMA Acting Director General Misozi Lumpa said once completed, the facility will significantly enhance the authority's capacity to monitor water quality, generate credible scientific data, and support informed decision-making for climate-resilient water and agricultural management. Ms. Lumpa has also expressed concern that the Shaft 5 well field a strategic groundwater resource supplying approximately 22% of Lusaka's municipal water is facing increasing pressure from surrounding residential developments and human activities.
Currently at 78% completion, and with the expected completion in October, and it consists of a wet chemistry lab, a microbiology lab, and instrumentation rooms. And then we are optimistic once it's complete to obtain ISO accreditation, which will reinforce WAMA's credibility as a national authority in water quality analysis. In respect of this lab board chairperson, we look to you and your leadership to support us. Whilst the project has helped us with the construction of the lab.
And speaking on the site, WAMA board chairperson, Dr. John Kunda, has stressed the urgent need to gazette and enforce the protection of water zones in order to strengthen compliance, ensure long-term protection, and guarantee quality water for future generations.
And we are going to manage the water resource. We just don't manage the quantum and the volume. We need to ensure that, we are respecting the quality for human survival. So that's important, because what we want to prevent is that water, as good as it is, can also be a carrier of disease, causing pathogens, right? So you may end up with waterborne, water washed, or water-related diseases. Hence, our mandate goes beyond just taking care of the volume that we have.
Meanwhile, NAS Taj Infrastructure Supervising Engineer Nahum Jere has disclosed that construction of the laboratory is expected to be completed in July ahead of schedule. The Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia, BETUS, has urged the government to speed up the construction of more schools and education infrastructure to create a conducive teaching and learning environment across the country. Speaking during Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, BETUS General Secretary Henry Singala said existing infrastructure is inadequate to accommodate the recently recruited teachers, making it difficult for them to effectively perform their duties. Mr. Singala has noted that despite government's efforts to employ more teachers, shortages of classrooms, staff, housing and other essential facilities continue to negatively affect the quality of education delivery. He has added that addressing these infrastructure challenges would help ensure equitable access to quality education for learners in all parts of the country.
So the main issue here, apart from what you have raised, is the infrastructure development. It's the infrastructure development. Is it moving at the same pace with the way teachers are being recruited? Is it moving at the same pace with the way learners are getting back into our schools? The answer, obviously, is no. So we must urge government to double their efforts in terms of building more classroom blocks, building more schools, doing all that they can do so that the environment is conducive enough for our learners and teachers to teach.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The government has signed an amendment agreement with Avic International Project Engineering Company